Welcome back, everybody, to our Let's Talk Green Counting program presented by the Community State Bank in Peyton. This is Coltrane Carlson, and our guest today is John Delaney. He's a Democratic candidate for president. He recently visited the Forge here in Jefferson, and Raccoon Valley Radio sat down for an interview with him.
Well, first of all, Mr. Delaney, let's get to some of the topical questions that people have been asking around and trying to find the right candidate to fit their bill. And that is, everybody's got their own take on healthcare, obviously. Can you explain what your take on healthcare is?
Well, I think we should have a universal healthcare system where every American has healthcare as a basic human right. But I think we ought to give the American people choices as to what they propose. So I've got a plan called Better Care, which gives every American basic government healthcare as a right, but allows them to opt out and buy private insurance if they'd like, or to get private insurance through their employer or their union. It allows them to buy supplemental plans if that's what they prefer. So it's very much like Germany's model, which is a mixed model where the government guarantees everyone health care, but the American people have choices. That's what the American people want.
And so you have some issues then with your other candidates running against you about Medicare for All, then.
And I think I've changed the debate on this because pretty much everyone was for Medicare for All. And then I pointed out some of the problems with it, both policy-wise and political. And now people are changing. But some people are still sticking with Medicare for All, which really doesn't make any sense because it makes private insurance illegal. And the American people don't want that, nor is it good for our healthcare system. And we're here in rural Iowa, and we just talked about how government healthcare doesn't pay the cost of healthcare. So if you make the government the only payer of healthcare, then you're going to be in a situation where you're going to see hospitals closing everywhere.
Now let's take a different approach here, and obviously farming is a big part of Iowa. It's one of our pillars of economics. With the farmers facing as many hardships as they are today, what would you do to fight for those farmers and or help them out?
Well, I'd be the best president for farmers of anyone running because the first thing I would do is get us in the Trans-Pacific Partnership, which is a big trade agreement that President Obama wanted to do. Then Secretary of Agriculture Vilsack, the former governor here of Iowa, was a huge supporter of it. And it would raise the price of crops and every acre of land in the state because it would open up markets to Iowa's farmers. And that's what Iowa's farmers want. They want markets. They don't want handouts.
All right. Now let's talk a little bit about some educational things. The Every Student Succeeds Act. What do you think about that program? Would you improve it? Would you change it? What do you have to say about that?
I thought that those were good legislation. What I want to do is create universal pre-K. I want to expand early childhood education, and I want to make community college much more affordable. So I want to stretch the pathway of education for every American so they can start in pre-K and get something after high school. We talked about that here, about how some of these certificate programs and community colleges are so important for people getting jobs.
So you'd be a big supporter of those community colleges and the public university routes as well.
Yes, exactly.
All right, now let's talk about some climate change, another topic that everybody seems to be talking about, and it's getting more and more threatening here in Iowa, it seems. What do you have as far as a plan for your climate change?
So I've got the best plan around climate because I have a plan that can happen. And that's what voters should care about. If you care about climate, don't focus so much on our plans, because all the candidates have great plans. Ask them how you're going to get it done, because we've been talking about climate change for way too long and we haven't done anything. My plan is anchored in something called a carbon fee and dividend proposal, which is we put a price on carbon, which makes fossil fuels more expensive, which is encourages people to use renewables. And we take all the money that's raised from that carbon fee and we give it back to the American people in a dividend. So your average working American will get more in the dividend than they pay in increased energy costs through the carbon fee. And that will fundamentally change how we use fossil fuels. And I can get that done. And the reason I know I can get it done, because I introduced that legislation in Congress on a bipartisan basis. The only bipartisan bill on climate change introduced in the Congress. So I've got a track record of not only big ideas on climate, but I actually have a path to show how you can build coalitions to get it done.
Why didn't it become law then if you got some bipartisan help?
Things take a while to become law, but they're not going to become law unless you can show you can make it bipartisan. So everyone else is talking about ideas, and not one of these candidates have ever gotten any bipartisan support for any of their ideas other than me.
Now let's talk about another topic, immigration. What do you think needs to happen with immigration? Do you think it's a problem, or do you think we need to increase border security as a result of that?
I think we have a broken immigration system, and we need to pass comprehensive immigration reform, similar to the bill proposed in 2013. That puts more money on our borders, which the American people want. That creates a pathway to citizenship for the 11 million undocumented residents in our country, which makes sense for us economically and makes sense for them as individuals. And it also reforms our visa programs, which are very outdated. So I'm a big believer in comprehensive immigration reform.
And then another thing here is that according to the latest Des Moines Register poll, I mean, you talked about polls here yourself, you're in that crowd of candidates that are polling at least 1% or less. What are your thoughts on that? And do you put much stock into polling numbers at this point?
Well, I don't put much stock into polling numbers at this point because I think most Iowans haven't made up their mind. And I think I'm the rural Iowa candidate. I'm the only one going around talking about creating jobs in rural Iowa. And I think that's going to matter to Iowans.
All right. Now let's talk about the last couple of things here. You visited the Forge today. You pointed out that, you know, some of their tactics that they're using is been used with Lambda, if I correctly pointed that out. What was some of the interesting things that you thought about the Forge specifically bringing technology jobs to rural Iowa?
Well, this Forge is exactly what I've been talking about, and I really commend them for what they've done here because there is enormous opportunity in rural Iowa, but we have to encourage people to set up businesses here, and we have to create more collaboration between the educational system and employers. And if we get that right, I think there's an opportunity for huge job creation in rural Iowa because rural Iowa offers a lot of things to the American people that they're looking for. It's a nice lifestyle. There's good public schools. Cost of living is much lower. And so if we can get these jobs here, people are going to realize what kind of opportunities exist for them and their families. You'll see lots of job creations, and you'll see all these little town squares get revitalized. And that's really a big commitment that I have with my campaign.
And then finally, Mr. Delaney, if we could wrap it up with, if you were to leave our listeners with one final thought for a candidate as president, what would you leave them with?
So I'm the person who's actually got a laser-like focus on creating jobs and encouraging entrepreneurship in rural Iowa. And I know how to do it because I was an entrepreneur. I started two businesses from scratch. They became very admired, successful companies and created thousands of jobs. And then I served in the Congress. So I have a plan and a roadmap to create jobs in rural Iowa. And it starts with entrepreneurship and innovation and skills training. And I want them to know that that's a commitment that I have because I think we can't continue as a country with most of the job creation occurring in five or six big cities.
And that's our guest for today's Let's Talk Green County program. Here with our Democratic candidate for president is John Delaney, former congressman from Maryland, joining us once again. Community State Bank of Payton is an independent, locally owned bank in business since 1956. Back with more here on the Raccoon Valley Radio Network.